Today is the anniversary of 9/11. And we are in the season of creation. That "and" is important to me because there are ways in which they are interwoven in the same fabric. The human species is engaged in a long, drawn-out act of terrorism on our world. We are the 99, and our relationship with our environment is the lost coin, the lost sheep. We are the 99. And we are people of hope. There are solutions and changes, and to find those, we need to name causes. And with those causes is where we find God calling us to the humility to recognize our part in those causes and the repentance that will lead to the healing. In no particular order, then, I'm going to look at causes of terrorism and try to tie them with how they reflect on creation. I will be generalizing. I will say we and humankind and us a lot, because even the most ecologically minded among us has benefited from the terrorism enacted on our home planet. So first, a definition of terrorism from the Oxford English Dictionary. It can be usually either government by intimidation or unofficial or unauthorized use of violence or intimidation for political aims. So put on that lens now to translate that for yourself into creation. I'm going to go through some of the causes of terrorism. First is to use it as a tactic, a deliberate choice, and we can see that with governments over people. How does that work for the environment? For me, it starts with the use and abuse of the word dominion. Ever since there has been a book of Genesis, people have zeroed in on that word dominion in chapter 1. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the heavens, and all living things that crawl about upon the earth. And we have seen that as license to use our governing of the planet to intimidate and control everything and everyone on it. We choose to rationalize and call ourselves rational. And we'll see that rationalizing in other causes. The second is separatism. In human society, that's evident with religious persecution, racist policies, etc. Regarding the environment, it is the great crime of thinking we are somehow outside the environment. When we don't have a sense of connection and kinship with all life, we fall into the danger of othering, which can rapidly lead to conquering. Instead, we could look to Saint Francis and Pope Francis and to other traditions that hold up those connections among all life. Separation leads to fear. Kinship leads to love. Let's be love people. The third one was a new word for me, irredentism. This is the idea that we have the right to occupy unused or unredeemed land. That goes right into creation care. No translation necessary. I can remember some politician talking about how the Alaskan tundra was ugly. We might as well drill for oil. I had a neighbor who once said disparagingly, "What are the elephant seals for? Why did we save them? There's no use for humans." Why save the condors when that same money could be used for, fill in the blank, some human thing? And maybe that human thing is really important too. So this irredentism decides that something is unredeemable, unsavable, not worthy. The fourth is supremacism. Humans, and especially white Europeans, are real good at that. I love that the great thing about the late queen is that she lost an empire. Let's have other systemic changes like that. Let's have leaders be that brave to do what looks like loss, but is really a gain. And certainly in the environment, there is plenty of examples of that. People have wiped out species, drained the very swamps that are the birthplaces of biodiversity on the planet. We have leveled mountains and left in their places heaps of slag. We have poisoned water, air, and earth, all in the name of our superiority over other living things, our comforts, our wants, our desires, and our notions of cleanliness. All these drive our rationalization that we are superior, so these environmental casualties do not matter. Fifth out of seven, I promise. Fifth is religious, back to dominion. It's God's will, right? Concerning creation, humankind may ignore whole swathes of scripture, and we may not even darken the door of any kind of house of worship, but regarding creation, most of our species have taken dominion to heart. Las Vegas receives 90% of its water supply from the Colorado River via Lake Mead. The Lake Mead Reservoir, which is the largest in the United States, was created when the Hoover Dam was built. The remaining 10% of Las Vegas's water come from aquifers deep in that desert. The Colorado River derives all its water from snowmelt. The state of Colorado depends only on snowfall, and that snow is decreasing and melting faster because of human-caused climate change. We have made false idols out of desert oases, limitless population, and housing. Our religion needs to step outside of the human-centric dominion to the humility of caretaking and being part of the fabric of all creation. The sixth cause of terrorism is ending perceived oppression. Governments, people, and factions use lies and propaganda to rationalize violence all the time. We humans are great adapters. It was and continues for many to be a struggle to survive. Humanity migrated north and lost our skin pigmentation to adapt to northern climates. We learned how to make shelter, make fire, to heal wounds. We learned what was safe to eat. We learned how to cultivate. We learned how to store food, including how to cure, cook, and ferment. So we had grain and wine and oil, the holy trinity of civilization. We domesticated animals to protect us and our harvest, to feed and clothe us, and to bear us and our burdens as we traveled farther. And then we wanted to go faster than our horses. And at some point with the Industrial Revolution, adaptation yielded to oppression. Nothing will be denied us. No source of clean drinking water? I'll take that plastic bottle of water shipped from somewhere else. How do I know it's clean? Yeah. I want the latest iPhone, and I do not think about those minerals needed to make it or the people whose lives are spent getting those minerals. We live in flood zones and in forests that need to burn and flood, and we ignore the rhythm of nature that precedes us by millennia. I love the human spirit, I really do. I love what we have accomplished, and still I believe we are called to accomplish something greater. Instead of rationalizing, our humility added to our ability will help us find a way to live with our creation rather than oppressing it. And our last kind of terrorism is tit for tat. Protestants and Catholics, India and Pakistan, Israel and Palestine, Hutus and Tutsis, we will rationalize violence unto others because it was done unto us. And in creation, oh, how we rationalize. Levees broke, levees broke. We must build stronger levees. Why not move out of the floodplain? We rationalize the slaughter of whales, shark, bats, insects, coyotes, wolves, etc., because they have caused us some harm, even if it's merely economic. We have not understood the balance of predator and prey. We have rationalized filling our homes with dangerous man-made substances, human-made substances, in some notion of cleanliness, more like genocide, that will allow for no other lives in our homes. We are the same species who a few centuries ago had our livestock in the same place where we lived, and now some of us can't abide a bug. Yeah, I'm generalizing. I'm angry. We poison our yards. We grow grass that steals water and provides no home or nurture to anything. The deer, the turkey, squirrels, rabbits, bugs, and gophers in our yards are nuisances. Enough with the causes. My main point is we are all indicted for the sin of rationalizing terrorism against creation, and we are called on to seek the lost and restore the right relationship between ourselves and creation. So on to the solutions. And what I'm using is steps published by our government in June of 2021. And I find it odd that there isn't a word for the opposite of terrorism. There's counterterrorism. So what should be the word for our creation care solutions? For today, from wineries, I'm using the word terroir, which means the complete natural environment in which a particular wine is produced, including factors such as soil, topography, and climate. We're wine. All life is the wine. Creation is our terroir. So the first step is research and analysis. What can we all do individually, in our small ways, and in our environment, and the larger ways, right here, to acknowledge our participation and do the repentance? Repentance in Greek is metanoia, and that means a change of mind and heart. Share information, be transnational. This goes beyond all human conceived boundaries. Water moves from state to state, from nation to nation, from continent to continent. Animals and birds migrate through vast areas and don't recognize national park boundaries or state lines. It will help if we all understand our place and the place of our voiceless neighbors in this great tapestry. Second, prevent. For the creation, there are so many resources and solutions. I can't wait to see what John brought in your bag today. Aim for progress, not perfection. What can you do a little bit differently? I know we all have marvelous ideas. We've heard from our Earth Care Committee. I have resources to share. So does our county. I'm always happy to brainstorm. Disrupt and deter. This is the third method. Legislative reforms, screening, and vetting. We need to press our candidates from the local to the national to make the environment a priority. We need to support the lobbyists. Yes, that's not a bad word. There are good ones who work with elected officials and influence them. When a candidate is obsessed with gender definitions or abortion or banning books or regime change, work to get the conversation changed to climate. This democracy is a participatory sport. We are all in it. There are great nonpartisan groups we can join. Join one. Add your voice. Last, fourth, is to confront long-term contributors to terrorism. We heard that in Laudato Si. For terrorism, racism, gun control, early intervention, education. We don't have to change too much for our spotlight on creation, do we? Environmental destruction is inextricably laced to racism, poverty, all the othering we've heard about. Violence, maybe not from guns, but from our fear of things. We wipe out, we slaughter, we kill. The poor and Black, Indigenous, and people of color are always affected the worst by toxic plants built in their neighborhoods, or the dirty water, or the natural disaster exacerbated by human action. We must look at our own isms and repent. Remember, that means to change your mind and heart. On September 1st, Kasim Rashid, who is a lawyer, a husband to an awesome businesswoman, and a terrible dad joke maker, whom I'm honored to call my friend, wrote that Pakistan floods have killed more than 1,300 people, displaced 50 million people, killed 80% of the livestock, submerged 33% of the country, entirely destroyed 600,000 homes. That submerging has created a lake visible from space. If Pakistan were a Western nation, we'd have 24/7 coverage. Pakistanis need us to raise our voices and act. He himself, Kasim Rashid, has raised so far 250,000. Others have raised others. sums. So in addition to our politicians, we need a vibrant, thriving press, locally and nationally. That press will only show us what we ask for, what the loudest voices will ask for. So let's put the pressure on for more world coverage for creation. We are one people, one planet, and we are called by the Spirit to view all of creation as our family. Homer Simpson says that beer is the cause and solution to all our problems. And I'd like to modify that to say that humankind may be the cause of many of our problems, and we are also the solution. And in 2019, many of us will remember we were graced by a visit from the Reverend Margaret Bullitt Jonas. She is the missioner for creation care in Massachusetts, and she recently wrote these words: Henry Nouwen used to speak about what it means to live an ecstatic life. So static is the stuck place, the box. X means to be out of that. We live an ecstatic life when everything we do is intended for healing, healing our relationships with other human beings, with Earth and all her creatures, and with God. Living an ecstatic life means turning away from violence, including doing everything we can to extricate ourselves from and to transform an economic system that is destroying life on Earth. What healing can I or we do today? Witnessing or participating in violence calls us to take up what Desmond Tutu calls the supreme work of Jesus Christ, who reconciles us to each other, to God, and to the whole creation. This is for Berkeley. We can get used to this lifestyle. Have faith and hope and love. We are the 99, and with God's help, our relationship with our one world will be made whole. Amen.